What's happening? Welcome into another episode of the Patriots Podcast. I'm Sean. He's JJ.
Hello.
We are back to talk about the Patriots. It's December football. It's the time for the Pats to turn it up. After they dropped uncharacteristically, actually kind of characteristically, difficult word, they dropped one big on the road to an inferior opponent in Tennessee a few weeks back. Hit the bye week, probably got screamed at repeatedly and mercilessly by Belichick and the whole staff. Come back and have a solid victory against the Jets. I'm not going to tout beating the Jets as a great thing, but they handled the Vikings last week. Handled us, particularly defensively. I was very impressed.
It was one of their more complete games all around. Offense, defense, firing. Defense looked great. I mean, that's a really good offense. They have two of the best receivers in the league on their good running game. Or not a really good game. Not much of a still. And they only allowed 10 points. I mean, it was a lot uglier. It was a lot more one-sided than the score would have been. 24-10 doesn't blow out or anything. But we were in control of that game the entire time.
Yeah, the stat that really sticks out to me big time in this game, and I think it exemplifies what the difference was, the Vikings averaged 4 yards per attempt passing the ball. This is a pass-heavy offense. Kirk Cousins is like top three in the NFL, if not at the top of it, in terms of passing yards. And we held 4 yards per attempt. Brady goes for 9.7 yards per attempt.
Wow.
Just to help anybody out there, 8 yards per attempt is considered quite good. Quite good. 8 is. And for them to half that with the pass defense that, to be honest, has been suspect at times this year.
Absolutely. Well, look what happened with the Titans.
Yeah, exactly.
For example.
Mariota made them look like a JV squad.
Yeah. You also have, and then you had the Jets, too. Good, but I mean,
that's the thing.
That's really not, you can't make any judgments at all. So,
right.
And I mean, all around right now, after the bye, they've been direction. They've got a couple big games coming up. And I think, for me, it really comes down to the two road games. We're going to play Miami next week. We're going to get a little more into that. And then we're going to play Pittsburgh 2 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Yeah, it goes Miami, then Pittsburgh, and then we finish up with the Jets and Buffalo. And so we do a little round the horn in AFC East, and then that road game in Pittsburgh is shaping up to be one hell of a doozy, particularly with Pittsburgh's back against the wall because they've been shitting bricks lately.
Yeah. They just dropped two games back-to-back week games. Especially last week, they won the game. They lost to the good Chargers team at home. They were up 28-14. They were only covering. They didn't make any adjustments. Only covering the friggin' bed. Keenan Allen, the Chargers' best receiver, with linebackers, didn't make an adjustment. Would not make it. And he had 14 receptions and won the game for them, essentially.
Yeah.
But really, if we win both of those, we're going to have, that's a good sign that this team belongs at the top. Good run into the playoff. If they go 1-1, depending on the loss, be a solid team, a chance. They're pretty damn good. They drop both of these games. We know how much trouble we've had in Miami, where they've beat us 4 out of 5 times down in 5 years. Not an easy to play late. If we drop both of those games, I think they might not have this.
Potentially.
Really in that part of the football.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty safe bet that they'll be at least 12-4 at the end of this. Puts them in a good spot. They're going to do just fine. I mean, I was thinking about the teams that this reminds me of, previous Patriot teams, and like 2014 is kind of creeping into my head a little bit with a talented defense that I remember the 2014 defense being like, they got these great players on the back end and everything should be just fine, and things weren't totally lining up all season long.
They were one of the worst defenses in the league through the first 4 weeks in 2014.
Yeah, well, they were one of the worst teams in the through four games.
Right, so there you go.
But outside of that, I was thinking the 2012 team, and not really, because that team's offense was overpowering. And so I think the 2014 team is the one that this reminds me the most of. I think when you got Gronkowski back after the bye, you see some differences there with the way the offense performed. It's been pretty efficient, and it scares me because even in this game, he goes off with a leg injury. And then he stayed in for a couple plays, and I'm screaming at the screen. I'm like, he can't play. He's injured. Yeah. Get him out of it. He can't block anybody. He lets somebody go right by him. It's like, he's hurt. Take him out. And they put him back in afterwards, too. Like, I guess that's a good sign, but you never know how many plays he can take and when he's going to be out of the game and how that's going to change things drastic when that happens.
Exactly.
But while he's in there, it's great.
Well, he just takes so much focus off of other people. Somebody, and then when you need to, you can, which is really good. And Brady obviously a lot more comfortable with that, his guy.
It helps everything out.
It helps everything. We need him. I mean, you can see his and Edelman's age this season, obviously more than they're older, but you can see it the most, I feel. And it's noticeable. It's like, oh, they are now, they're still performing at a really high level, but you can kind of see creeping in.
It happens. That's what happens. Sure. That's why Brady's such an anomaly. But there are other guys in the offense that are helping to pick up some slack. Sony Michel continues to come on. I know he didn't have the best yards per carry this game, but he was pretty effective out there. James White is James White again. You can't say enough about the guy. And then you look over at Josh Gordon, somebody who was quiet for a whole half of football, and then explodes in the second half and picks up some
big plays.
Big plays, including a touchdown. Great to see.
Big plays.
Defensively, how about J.C. Jackson? How about that boy getting some time and playing well? He got a pick, right?
Coming on. Yep, he's been coming on, man. It's just so funny to me.
No, he didn't. You know,
Johnny Jones. Just so funny to me how Bill clearly spot undrafted free agent almost as well as he can fucking spot draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy
who's starting late now,
but he was an undrafted free agent rookie. If he wasn't, you know, if anyone thought he was going to be more than that, they would have drafted him. So it works. And, you know, there's been drafts in the last couple where, you know, we're lucky to get one or two starters out. Here's this kid starting. And before that, it was Malcolm Butler. You know, guys like Gary Gunn and just random people. Why didn't you freaking draft them? Like, how do you find these people?
Well, the thing is, they bring in, like, 30 guys that are undrafted versus you only get to draft, say, in the late rounds, 5 to 7, you draft 3 to 6 people. Mm-hmm. So it's a bigger talent pool. Somebody's going to rise to the top. A lot of it has to do with how well they accept coaching. And, yeah, it seems like J.C. Jackson's got the physical tools. And what Belichick said was, what did he say? He makes mistakes, but he doesn't make the same one twice.
He rarely makes.
Yeah.
Which is a very cool thing for Bill Belichick to probably see.
Dude, that'd be... I'd get that framed. I'd throw that right on my mantle.
Right.
Boom. Belichick said that about moi. There you go. So the Pats are looking pretty good. Vikings, not so much.
It's funny. You say the Pats look... very interesting week. Things drastically change.
Yeah, I know, right?
2 weeks ago, going into the bye, everyone like, oh my God, what the hell is going on with the Patriots? We got crushed by the Titans and lost that since then. And oh my God, the Titans actually look legit. At the same time, Pittsburgh was untouchable. They were just untouchable. Wow. Go. And, you know, you have the Saints. No one. They're winning the Super Bowl. That's it. There's no one's going to be able to stop this offense. Too dynamic. Fast forward.
The Cowboys Patriots stonewalled them.
Cowboys crushed it. They held them to 10 points and won a 13-10 game against this, mm-hmm. which I'm sure nobody had. No one thought that could happen. You have a Patriots who is, based on what people are saying and what it's looking like, are almost not guaranteed, but the bye week is pretty much theirs. And they have a real good chance at a first-round bye. The Chiefs, who are untouchable, are now people saying, they could drop a few. They're not looking, you know, as potent before. And the Steelers are in panic mode. And the Titans have lost. It's like everything.
Yeah. We love to call the Patriots hangovers that happen to teams. You see it particularly with teams in the AFC South. That's where you see it the most.
Well, this year, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars, as bad as it gets right now, and they looked unbelievable.
Yeah, they looked unstoppable. I was thinking, I remember during that game, was there Paul Hackett, their offensive coordinator, the bald dude who was celebrating too hard? Yeah. Should have known at the time when I saw him celebrating so hard that I was like, oh, this dude's taking it. But at the time, it's like he called an incredible game. They put up 30 points on the Pats with Blake Bortles. Like, this guy's going to get a head coaching. And right. then he got exactly. fired like six.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. The Steelers went from second place in the AFC to having the fifth best record.
I know, it's insane.
Can you believe the Texans are 9-3?
Yeah, the Texans have been
9 in a row.
They're now the team to look out for in the AFC. And it's them and the Chiefs I'm worried about. I'm not worried about.
Oh, okay, you're worried about the Chargers, dude. They're 9-3 also. The
Chargers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm almost more about the Chargers and the Texans more than the Chiefs.
Whoa. No, not even a little bit.
I'm telling you, man. The Chiefs have no defense. There's a chance that the Chargers and the Texans have, especially the Texans, really good defenses. Like that defense we were so afraid of, that's alive and well, it seems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all good teams, and the Chiefs. The thing is, they're going to be playing at home. So if you're going to be playing the Chiefs in Kansas City,
I don't know. They might not see the games they got coming up.
Yeah, I checked. They could go 2-2. It's possible.
Very.
What are they? 11-1 right now. So if they go 2-2, that's 13-3. Pat's got to win out. They're 10-2.
They lost in that ridiculous.
Right. Oh my goodness, I forgot about that. Holy shit, 10-2. So they just have to lose one more game than the Patriots do over the next month.
That's what I mean. And
And
they're playing coming up. They've got Baltimore, not an easy. They've got L.A. the Chargers.
That could be for the
we
division.
Saw last week.
L.A.'s
that
only
could be
one game
division.
Behind.
Oh, that's and then they have to go to Seattle the week at a night game.
Dude, this is possible. This is totally possible. And then you got to hope that I was checking out the Texans' schedule too. They have the Colts and Eagles and Jets and Jaguars. They could do pretty damn well against that slate.
They could win out there.
They could totally
but that's
do
what
it.
I'm saying.
They
I mean,
should.
It's
They'll be favored.
Wide.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun ass month of December right now. Oh, Roethlisberger's the passing. Whoopsies.
Yeah, this is the most wide open. I could be wrong, but this is the wide open, most wide open remember in a while on the AFC.
And we were like, just a few weeks ago. We're going. It's the Pats and Steelers, right? Who else is there? Chiefs, Pats, Steelers, Chiefs. That was it. And
yeah.
now it's five teams deep.
And they're all good.
Damn
all
good.
Playing really good.
NFC's a slightly different picture. The Packers finally gave up on their longtime head coach. Mike McCarthy's been there for like 11 years. Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they canned him mid-season. I was surprised they did it the same night of the game. Usually they wait for Monday morning. No, they were like right after he finished his press conference. Like, sorry, dude, you're out.
Well, they did lose. They lost to the Cardinals.
They are the worst team in the league, and they lost in Bay. It's unheard of.
At home, on a missed kick to end the game. It's like, how did you do that? Just real quick, Chargers, the Bengals, and at Kansas, versus Baltimore, and at Denver.
Ouch, that's a tough one.
That's not an easy. So you. Texas the top spot in an odd case.
Yeah, start out 0-3, wind up with the home field. Could happen.
Probably the first. But yeah, so back to my I prize dirty like that. He needed to.
I'm trying to wonder if it was nice or if it was mean. I can't make up my mind on this because everyone knew he's getting fired at the end of this. So do you keep him around with players who don't want to play for him and like a job that he knows he's not going to have long term? So
right.
Or do you just like let him out, but then it's also kind of a tarnish on your record to be let go on game day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what's more merciful to do.
I mean, I think there's four games left, right?
Yeah.
So their playoff chances aren't dead, but they're pretty damn slim.
I think they can max out at like 8-7-1.
8-7-1.
Right?
I mean, if you look at the NFC now, after their four good...
They're a bad team, though.
It
right
kind of tails off.
They're no good.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you thought well, if we get a breath of fresh air and a chance week in.
Doesn't matter. It's so weird. Sunday was Aaron Rodgers' 35th birthday. That snuck up on me. I thought he was like 32. I don't know why. I can do the math. But
And he's old and then lose like that.
He's 35th birthday, but he's a mobile quarterback. He relies very heavily on his legs. And you don't know how well that's going to age. And to think that he's been to one Super Bowl, that's it. He's been to, like, what, one other AFC or NFC championship game in 2014?
Maybe two, but yeah.
The failures of that regime to get that dude, to put a team around him that could win, it's unbelievable. I don't know.
Yeah.
I certainly tend to blame McCarthy and Ted Thompson, the director of pro personnel there, more than Aaron Rodgers, but part of it goes with Rodgers too. It's like
someone asked. Well, someone brought up a good point. I was talk sport. They had a good point. It was on the sports hub, and they said, you know, look at these tenured coach. Most of the tenured coaches are most tenured. They all could or almost have their quarterback problem fixed. And how much my success to attribute to Aaron Rodgers?
Almost all of it.
You know, almost all of it. Bill Belichick. Okay, you have a great quarterback. You guys win five. Like that, definitely a relationship. No coach has ever done. No player is the best coach and the best player. Yeah, you get five. Pretty damn great. And here's Aaron Rodgers, probably the best quarterback. Intangibles.
No, his tangibles.
His tangibles. All the stuff you.
Yeah, exactly. His speed, his pocket presence, arm talent, the whole thing.
And all in terms of skill, he could be the best generation. He, like you just said, he's only been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he's only sniffed it one other time.
Here's Mike McCarthy saying, as a good coach year in, year out, they're not doing personnel. It's you have the building. You have every can't.
Yeah, you can't figure it out. And the
such a waste.
It's like his winning, his like win-loss or playoff record is more reminiscent of a Philip Rivers-type quarterback. We were talking about this earlier with Drew Brees, which is actually a pretty fair comparison. Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, you look at two of the all-time great quarterbacks, and both have had like shitty seasons in terms of win-loss.
Yeah.
It's happened. It's happened with them, both of them, and it's never happened with Brady. And just have to say that that's Belichick. That's the difference with Belichick versus these other coaches, is they have premier all-time quarterbacks, but the Pats are on the verge with a tie or a win at some point in the next four games. They will clinch 10 consecutive division champions. Never been done in football.
Oh,
Never.
really?
It's only been
Never.
done, never. It's never been done in football before. It's only been done in one major American sport, and that was baseball by the Braves in the 90s.
Wow.
That's it.
Incredible.
And they're about to do it with a month to spare again.
Insane. I mean, that's insane. Well, I mean, even, look at someone like this with Big Ben. I mean, how many bad seats he had? Now he's gone to Cowboys, which Tomlin's still out on.
He's gone to three Super Bowls, by the way.
He's gone to three. I'm
They
sorry.
lost to Rodgers.
Right. There you go. So he's gone to three.
Yeah, and he's been
He's
in
not the
AFC
best of all
Championship
time, and he
games.
so that's an
I don't know.
interesting thing.
I'm glad they made the change. I don't know. It's a really tricky situation for a coach coming in there. It reminds me a bit of when Peyton Manning went to Denver, and then they brought in Gary Kubiak to take over for John Fox. It's like you got a quarterback. The thing was, Peyton was like 38 at the time, so it was a later stage than this one is. This is more of like a longer term type coaching thing. But Rodgers is so settled and so at his peak that it's like you need a coach that will be able to let him do a lot of stuff, but also somebody that Rodgers will
Listen to.
respect. Yeah, and because it sounds like at the end he wasn't listening to McCarthy that much. And so you need like this weird yin and yang in a head coaching candidate, somebody who he'll look to as the leader of the team, but somebody who will also give him enough room to be as good can be. And I don't they've been pointing at Josh McDaniels. I don't think that's the right. What's Josh McDaniels going to
No.
do? Bring in more motion to their offense? It's like I don't
Yeah.
that's not what they need. They need
But
some
he, I think, well, they're also saying that, which kind of makes
Mike McCarthy?
no,
What are you talking
Josh.
about? Oh, Josh
Josh.
McDaniels. Oh, to the Browns. I thought you meant yeah. Who knows? He could. I don't know. I cannot read that situation one bit. He's ready
No.
to board a plane to Indianapolis, has a secret meeting, and all of a sudden he's still here.
And
Turns
now
out that
he's being
Indianapolis job was pretty
floated
good.
around, being
Yeah.
floated around again.
Maybe he just likes the attention. He likes being on the top of the coaching radar every year.
I think a lot of these do. I think they're.
But yeah,
But
I'm very curious to see what happens with the Packers coaching search. Joe Philbin is not the long-term answer. Anybody remember him from the Dolphins? They
course.
were on Hard
I
Knocks,
actually didn't
right?
mind him
With
that
Joe
though.
Philbin?
I didn't
Yeah.
mind him that.
He's a Massachusetts guy, I think, from
I've
Springfield.
seen, definitely
Okay.
seen.
We might see one of those this week when the Patriots go to Miami to play their new current head coach, Adam Gase, who for a long time I was a big fan of Adam Gase. I cannot say that any longer. I don't know what the fuck they do on offense down there. Can't pretend to defend him. When you got I thought he was like the first of the young offensive minded head coaches to come in, because he was the one who was the offensive coordinator in Denver when Peyton broke all the records. He went to Chicago, did okay with Jay Cutler there, goes to Miami, and then it's like I don't know, it seems like he's an insecure head coach that doesn't have that good an offensive mind. He seems more traditional than some of these other
I feel
coaches.
like that
That could be
because
it.
we've seen, I feel seen this track with happen over and over. They bring in this coach. This guy's gonna all that talent. Miami's got some good talent to build on. This guy will be great. And then by like the second they're exhausted, they don't know what to do. I think
Could
it's like
be.
having it to players don't have to. They got their contract. There's fucking beaches and beautiful women and all kinds of shit down at every fucking turn. Like, you know what? I'm not gonna listen to you. Go fuck yourself.
I don't
Like
know.
that whole NFL thing with look at the coaching. Nick Saban left. Nick Saban was now the best college QB of all time. Got up and walked out later. Didn't even tell anybody. Just left.
Yeah.
To me, that says a lot of what for players. Joe Philbin just got spit out. You could go back for the past 20. They all just and there's a. I don't think all of them are bad coach environment.
Cam Cameron, 1-15. Yeah, maybe it is
By
the
design.
environment, but the Miami Heat have been a pretty good franchise for a long time.
Well, it's also the sport of football. Like, think about it. Is it a lot easier to focus football when it starts going from 50 degrees to 30 degrees? It's like, goddamn. You just kind of hunker down and keep working. Because Miami, you're like, it's fucking 75 out. Let's go to the fucking, forget about hitting each other.
Yeah, maybe you're onto something right there. Maybe they should move. They should go to I don't know, what's in like a retirement area of Florida. That's where they should move to. Slow things down a little
Boca
bit.
Raton.
Boca Raton, go down to
Raton.
Del Boca Vista. Move in there.
I wanted to ask you anything on Duke Dawson.
No. Basically nothing. No. Has he been suiting up? He's questionable
I think he
on
was
the
a
injury report.
healthy, yeah, I think it's a healthy scratch. Or I don't know if he
Fine.
took a look, because he is a guy who I'd be what they use him with and how they use him. Especially, we draft this guy in the second round, a friggin' undrafted rookie starting where possibly.
No, I'm happy with it. I don't give a fuck about Duke Dawson right now. JC Jackson keeps playing well, and we got Jonathan Jones behind him. I feel pretty damn good.
J.C. Jackson, he got pretty lucky. Didn't call
Yeah,
that were
he's a
like,
bit grabby.
I mean, all those guys. But what? It's interesting. I feel like this year, the staffs I've officiated have really been lenient on the path. Like it
I
has
don't know what
been
it is
overly.
anymore. Yeah, when I watch, I'm like,
It's.
is
I feel like it's
that
just like
looks like textbook.
I feel
Looks like
like if
textbook
they're
pass
getting
interference all the time.
tackled, they're gonna call it. But you don't have to look that whole.
Yeah, they don't really enforce that very much. Yeah, if you make contact and don't look for the ball, that you what I thought pass interference was defined at. And right now, the thing I see called most often is when a player goes up for the to catch the ball and they only get one hand up, and then they wherever the ref is, they can either see or they assume that the defender is holding their other hand down. That one gets called like every time. But the contact
Yes.
ones, when it's heavy contact or that there's a lot of back and forth, pushing, whatever, those you just never know. And a lot of it depends on the situation. If it's third down, they won't call it.
Yeah, they
If
won't. They'll let him play. I mean,
yeah.
I can't. Last time Gronk has been pen someone's been penalized for covering, and they are all.
Yeah, they do whatever they want to. It's the whole Shaq thing. It just, oh, it doesn't impact him. And you see it go the other way for other players. Antonio Brown has never been called for offensive pass interference. I'm convinced. I do not have that stat in front of me. I'm just convinced that he can straighten his little tiny alligator arm and get separation at the top of the root, complete violation, and nobody calls it on him because he's 5'9". It's like, and none of those are real numbers right there, by the way. But he gets away with it every fucking time. And I'm watching him move the defender, straight arm, on the hip, on the shoulder, wherever it is. He's a master at it, by the way. I'm in awe of his talent. But he's cheating. And because he's small, he gets away with it. And Gronkowski, because he's big and can absorb the hits, that they don't call it. So it shouldn't be. And you see it in, oh God, his penalties can drive me nuts. You see it in the NBA where it's, that's why they all embellish. That's why they're, and they like make spastic movements because if it looks like it impacts you, they call it. You play through it the way I feel like you should, the way that Gronkowski does, the way that somebody like Josh Gordon does. Like even the pass interference they called against the defender who was covering Josh Gordon last week. Gordon almost made the catch. He's coming back to the football through a guy who's wrapping up both his arms and hitting him in the chest. Gordon almost comes up with the ball
You
because
don't, and
he
that
didn't
was
just
eight.
lay out like he was Beckham or something.
And he did. He got beat up on that. I mean, that was textbook blatant
Yeah, he got
pass
bundled.
interference. And they finally. I think the parents called the game, and people were playing hard.
Playing heavy, yeah,
Like,
heavy-handed.
just not like, oh, just a little couple touches. One thing we haven't in general stuff here. One thing we haven't met is the offense. And offensive line play has been excellent, I
Just
would say.
terrific. Just
I mean.
terrific.
Now they've let up some sacks, little things here, and that's going to happen. You have three guys. Count it, three guys averaging. That's your
Yeah, they're killing it.
star. Sony Michel's at 4.5. James White, 3, and Cordarrelle Patterson, 8 attempts, doesn't run. So
Yeah,
those three guys to do that now. Short yardage they've had. Seems like they're starting to figure that out with James Devlin last week, where they're like, "Fuck it, give it to Devlin every time." You're not. It's going to take a lot more to stop him.
imagine if
And
that's our new short yardage back. We're gonna bring
dude,
in a defensive lineman to play fullback.
I am all.
You're all
I'm
in.
all in.
Well, the
All
amount
in.
of struggles they were having with anybody else is unacceptable. They might as well.
Be shuffle with Brady as great as is. I mean, I want to see it less and less because the guy's 41. You know, he doesn't need to be getting crushed under a pile by.
And the
Give
way
it a
that
little.
he's doing the sneak now, he's not like tucking in behind the right guard. He's not getting behind Logan Mankins anymore. He's been elevating as how he's been
Yeah, he's
doing
been
it
going up.
often. He's been jumping and extending the ball, putting his hand over some like right in the line of fire for the linebacker's helmet. It's like I'm okay with that. Just give it to Devlin. Let him that 6'3" moose try to sneak it up
Yeah,
in
just
there.
give it to him. I mean, even when he catches the ball and people are trying to tackle him, they don't actually tackle him.
He
He'll
catches the
suddenly
ball
fall
well.
down at some point or goes. Yeah, he's a fullback.
Yeah.
I actually do that break with the last 2 weeks.
He
He
did?
went back to the old.
No
Went back to the
way.
old. Went after the bye. He's back to the old helmet. I heard. So I looked at change back and he started playing better. After the Titans game in a long time, he went back to the Open Finals, and actually I would say Minnesota was one of his better games. And he said he's trying to for 2019.
Wow.
It's all about it's all the helmets. It's
He
all the
needs
helmets.
that helmet from the 90s. Oh my goodness. No protection up there whatsoever. It's all about feel. It's all about being comfortable.
Absolutely.
That's funny he did that. The I was checking out the Dolphins. They get, can you believe Josh Allen, that lanky bastard quarterback for the Bills, rushed for 135 yards against the Dolphins last week?
No way.
135. That's like the fifth best all time for a quarterback in any game ever.
He must be sick at running because that's all he does.
He runs a
he
ton.
A team running it.
He really does. Yeah.
I don't understand. And they just caught Kelvin Benjamin. They can't throw the ball.
No, that's why he's running.
Kelvin?
No, no way. Unless Kelvin Benjamin wants to play inline tight end and block, I don't want him. That's serious. He's not gonna. Benjamin's not gonna block. That's the problem. But he could. He's 6'6", 250. He can fucking block, but he won't because he's a receiver.
That's the Dolphins. Wow.
They gave up 135 to him. I mean, there was nothing else going on. Absolutely nothing else going on for the Bills in that game.
Miami won.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on for Miami either. You know, Tannehill goes for 5 yards per attempt, 130 yards overall. They can't figure out who their running back is, whether it's Kenyon Drake or Frank Gore. Can't make up their minds. It's got to be Frank Gore. That guy's so consistent. But
yeah, I mean,
they really miss Albert Wilson, who went out with an injury about a month and a half ago. He's real explosive, particularly after the catch. Jakeem Grant, the other speedster they have, is leave on IR. Oh, they still have Kenny Stills too. He's got wheels. And Devontae Parker's. They got Dola. Dola's a little banged up right now. He missed last week, but he'll be back.
I think he's leading their team.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Leading their team reception and
good for
48
him.
Receptions, 459 yards, and a touchdown.
That's embarrassing, Devontae Parker. That's embarrassing.
He's been out for a month.
Yeah.
They just not throw it anymore?
They can't throw it. This is the problem. That's why they left Osweiler as their starting quarterback for weeks. For weeks, because Tannehill hurt his thumbnail or something. Who knows? Because Tannehill threw a temper tantrum. Did we ever get to the bottom of that? Why he just mysteriously was out for a game and then the coach was pissed and then he remained out for weeks?
I remember something time. He said he wasn't ready to go and they thought he
was. I see.
So
he pulled himself out.
But flip side of that, that's my being of saying he's a fucking pussy.
He's like, not. He might be out of the league after this year. I don't know.
Elite,
yeah,
some
maybe.
If he is as much of a head kid, let
that's
on,
the thing. Yeah, you can
might
play.
Not want him as a backup.
Exactly. You can play backup quarterback if you're somebody like Brock Osweiler. You could kind of suck, but if people can stand you,
yeah, if you
then
can be there,
you'll stick around.
Make your millions and not put it in everyone's face.
Look at Mark Sanchez, who we saw again on Monday Night Football. You're like, how is this guy?
He was out of league.
He was out of league, yeah, but they brought him back.
Did you hear?
Everyone keeps bringing him back.
Did you hear what Biden said about? Because someone asked him about. Well, why don't you take a look at Kaepernick? He brought back Sanchez, and he goes, "Oh, well, you know, he wouldn't be able to bring him up this as quickly as Sanchez." Meanwhile, Sanchez won a pass 3 years or something longer than Kaepernick. Why don't you say like, "Oh yeah, they won."
Yeah, exactly.
Kaepernick,
could you?
They're a playoff team. They got Kaepernick. They'll play at this point.
That's the thing. You don't know, especially because he was losing weight by the end. In San Francisco. Yeah, but how funny would it be if the president is going off about Kaepernick and then Kaepernick is the starting quarterback in Washington, D.C.? It would be priceless. For the Redskins, everyone would be pissed. Oh,
yeah,
they're the call the Redskins. Awesome. They got this guy a quarterback. The president's against it. It'd be like a shitstorm of epic proportions.
That would. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the Dolphins here. I'm stunned they've even got 6 wins. They must have a good defense. Must be all right.
They got very fortunate at the beginning of this season to go 3-0.
I mean, offensively, 5th up 20 points, 29th in overall yards, 28th in passing, 4th in rushing. And on defense, it doesn't get much better. They are 20 points allowed, or I'm sorry, 20th. So they're averaging, and they're in the AFC, who has two teams that can't score.
Yeah.
Can't score. So they're letting up 25 points to that. 29th in yards allowed. They're letting up 104 rushing at 30th, which is perfect. Means Brady won't throw. Just go down there. You know, Brady, this is, and we go down there and know very well, Brady usually gets beat.
Yeah, he does. Cameron Wake has a field day down there.
So we're just going to hand it off.
That should be the way to go about it. I'm not worried about them being able to throw the ball either. Really not concerned about it. I think Xavien Howard is dealing with they're 25th or worse in the league in third down percentage offensively. This is not a 6-6 team. This is a lottery
not.
pick team. This is a team that
Yeah.
belongs in the top 10. And
They've let up 10 sacks already. It's like you just look at this like, Jesus, they should be like fucking 3 wins.
yeah, but there's something about playing in Miami. I don't know what it is.
It's the heat.
It could. It's December. It's December. What's it gonna be? 80 maximum. You can't play in 80-degree heat maximum.
You're practicing 30-degree
Nah,
heat, it makes a difference.
they're gonna practice indoors at least, and they'll
Yeah,
jack
but
up
that
the
doesn't
heat
do
in
it.
that tent. Yeah, they'll. I know. We say this. It doesn't make any sense to me either, but it's always more difficult.
+8.
Okay, good for them. They hang on
That's
to the
not
ball.
bad.
They take it away. Their special
So
teams are actually pretty good. Their special teams ain't
that's
bad at all.
positive. Small.
But you see, it takes a little bit of investigating to find them. The
Yeah.
so
Absolutely.
that's going to be
Absolutely.
the highlight of this weekend for Patriots fans. But elsewhere around the league, you got we mentioned before, the Chiefs have to play the Ravens, and I don't know, the Ravens just went into the Georgia Dome, took care of the Falcons more handily than most people expected. I picked the Falcons, and just to note out there, I know I've shit on the Falcons this year. They
Yeah.
got Deion Jones back off injury, so he's the quarterback of that defense, and they still got they I think the Ravens put up like 20 something points with Lamar Jackson. They're starting to let him throw the ball. It's pretty nice. I think they could
Yeah, I
possess the
don't know.
ball. They can possess the ball. That Kansas City Chiefs defense can't do shit. And so
No.
the Ravens are
Yeah,
going to be
but
able
it's
to.
in Kansas City.
I'm trying to talk
But
myself into.
I mean, I hope to this point. I feel like they've
Yeah.
been beaten up too much to much hope. But yes, I would love for them. I think they have more of a chance to San Diego or and Seattle. I think in Seattle, a real tough game. Because Seattle's going to be fighting for the playoff. You
Yeah,
know that.
probably. They're 7-5, right? So
I think
they need
so.
all the
So,
help they can.
and they're not winning that division. They're wild card. They're fighting for their lives for that wild card. It runs through the Chiefs for them. So, but yeah,
Good.
that'll be a definitely. You got the Jags tie. Should have been.
Should have been.
And it's.
I'll tune in, but I'm not that excited about it. I don't
Like at
think
the beginning
Fournette's
of the
back.
year, he is
He
back
is
for
because
the
he was suspended.
game. Yeah. So yeah, you have 2 games. I think the broadcast, the Jets versus Titans, 13
No.
guys.
I don't think
Gonna
so.
be awesome. Two
I get
playoff
two
teams.
playoff teams,
I
right?
mean, hey man. And
Every year, those two teams match up on Thursday Night Football
it's always
because
a matchup of time of year that.
I know. I feel like like the people that schedule Thursday Night Football, they're like, all right, we need to have every team on this, so why don't we just bite the bullet into shitty markets, two crap teams in the same division, we'll just play it up as a divisional rival game. It's
Yeah.
always dog shit. The other one I was looking at was the Colts going to Houston. Puts me in a weird position because now I got to root against Deshaun Watson. I don't like doing that. But the Colts were on a crazy streak. They had won like five in a row or something, and then they laid a total egg in Jacksonville, put up 0 points, 3 points. Yeah, and they got spanked. The Jags were only able to put up a nice 6-pointer to win that shutout by less than a score.
Yeah.
But Indy going into Houston, it's one of the few teams left on that schedule that has a reasonable chance of taking down the Texans. And as a Patriots fan, you really need.
Yeah, we do own the tiebreaker. It'd be good for to get a little heat.
You betcha.
You got Jet the Bills. Cares about that. Giants, Redskins. Saints add the Bucks find. No, they
They
can't.
just beat the Panthers. I mean, that was nice.
The Panthers. Man, what goes on with?
Panthers fell off completely. What were they, 6-2? They six and
Yeah.
seven now? Yeah, they're not gonna
They're
make the
six and
playoffs.
six.
6-6, yeah, thank you. They were 6-5 going into this
Whoa.
week. Yeah, Ron
That is
Rivera might
terrible.
be. Ron Rivera's won Coach of the Year twice, and he's unless they go 9-7, I think they're getting fired.
They're playing at this week. I can't believe I'm saying it. I think it was going to beat the shit out of them.
Totally could.
You
Totally
know?
could. Cleveland just fucked up. No, wait. Who did Cleveland play last week? I thought they were playing the Bengals. No, the Broncos beat up on the Bengals. The Browns, yeah, they got beat down by the.
You got Falcons, Green Bay, which would have also not so much.
The
Broncos.
the we don't need to read those shitty games. The
All right, fine.
Eagles at Cowboys will be a strong game. Cowboys coming on a long week after their Thursday night beatdown of the Saints. Eagles coming off a win on Monday night on a short week. See how much that factors in, especially because the game's in Dallas. But you gotta like what the Cowboys are doing right now. It's kind of weird. The NFL this year, we talked about this a lot prior in the season, how the best teams were all offensively based. Didn't play.
Right.
And then you see the
Bang bang.
Cowboys beat the Saints, and maybe that's an anomaly, or maybe it is a roadmap to try to beat some of these offensive juggernauts. And you
Right.
have the like kind of old school teams in Dallas and Chicago in the NFC. These teams, and I to some extent the Texans as well. teams that have strong defenses and kind of rely on that as a strength, and then have younger, athletic quarterbacks, have a decent running game. Texans, but actually Lamar Miller's okay. But it's a fun dynamic to see between those two styles of play, and I don't know which one will work better in the postseason. That's the thing. Offense usually does better in the regular season and doesn't do nearly as well in the
Defense always
postseason.
does better in the postseason.
I don't know
It
why.
always
I don't
does
know
better.
why that is. I don't get it.
Because I feel like in the NFL today, the rule changes, the less practice, less hit, less tackle, live tackle. I feel like it takes a while for them to find what they're looking for in terms of defense and figure out what works well for them. And injured, you got them back. Like look at the Patriots, good defensive games, and they've had a lot of talent. We've been waiting for, and all of a spank of really good offense. They just brought it to, we're hitting them, and the calls weren't as tight. And as the playoffs as well, they start letting those secondary and linebackers playing a little, on the outside, and they're not calling as tight as, and the regulars don't want to decide the game. So they kind of start, all these things kind of start setting up for these teams, and all of a sudden, wow, like the Eagles. Remember the Eagles last year? That defense, I don't remember hearing about that so many. You heard it killing it for a while. Defense that came on late and shutting teams down. That was like week 12, the playoff.
Yeah. We'll see another example of that when the Rams go into Chicago this weekend. Sunday Night
That'll be a great
Football,
game.
it's going to
Is
be
Trubisky back?
crappy. I don't know.
You say it's going to be crappy?
It's going to be in Chicago at night in December.
Oh, yeah.
It's
It's
going
going
to
to be
be
freezing.
horrible out for the Rams are coming there from Los Angeles and they got to play in that slop on a grass field. Oh, wait, they might have turfed that place up. But they. Yeah, that's going to be a real difficult challenge for the Rams going in there against Akiem Hicks. Akiem Hicks is in my top five for defensive player of the year. Aaron
I
Donald
think
is
about it all
hands
the
down number
time,
one.
how we let him go for
Yeah,
five or
I know.
six mil.
Huge mistake.
He's just dominating.
He's dominant. He's in so freaking good. Yeah, it might be the matchup of the two best defensive tackles in the NFL and Aaron Donald.
And Sue.
Yeah, I'll leave. He's really good. He is. He's not Akiem Hicks good.
No.
Not right now, at least. Maybe he used to be. And that's going to be a great matchup with that offense against that defense. And if I'm a betting man, I'm taking the offense. I know it's going to be difficult conditions for them, but that Sean McVay offense, something special. Do you know they run like 60% of their passes are play action? They are so heavy on play action.
Well, they have the best running back in the leagues. So
Yeah,
makes some kind of sense.
so people buy it. And
Exactly.
then Monday night, Minnesota fighting for its life in Seattle.
I
Never
think
a good
Seattle
shot.
takes it.
Wow, you really thought about that for a while.
Well, I was looking at it the whole time. I mean, probably the best night lineup we've had in a while for games.
This is gonna be great. I mean, except for Thursday night. Is that the best game? Jacksonville, Tennessee? Could be. No, not the.
But yeah, Seattle's kind of, they've found their.
A little bit. Yeah. So this is going to be shaping up to be quite the December of football, and it starts off on a high note here
Absolutely. So
this weekend.
what are your prediction, Patriots, Miami?
Oh my goodness! I mean, last time they played, it was a bit of a shit show, considering that the Pats won 38-7. So I might think it'll be a little closer than that. I'm going to go 27-10.
I'm going 30 to 30.
Hey yo, both 17-point margins of victory. If we get that, we'll take it. All right,
Absolutely.
everybody. Thank you for listening. We will be back to talk about these games and more.
Absolutely.
So,
Adios.
all right, see ya.